Blog Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abdara, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta, Kohulum Ayenasaye, Meskel Abdara, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Well, I say a kingdom divided by itself must fall. All for one and one for all, and I shall be like a green tree that's planted by the riverbank of Dunn's River Fall. I'ma tell them, rude boy, African people, come follow me. Hear this? Well, every nigga is African, and that's how I start, and we know where we coming from, and know who we are. Every nigga is African, and that's how I start, and rock we a brother, and a blur we a blur. Like a sower skin, black like a tar. And then they turn them see we are the true and we are star. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the army. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we. Because the deep down in the Africa we poor parents from. And we never did have no need in the sisters star come. When animals were tame and we tear this bed home. We used to walk up on silver and cook up on gold. Drink the cow's milk and then we suck the honeycomb. But that was in the days of beginning and all. When exploiters they came with religion unknown. They rob us our culture and our kingdom dethroned. And I carry us in a Babylon soon with strong bone. But no matter what them do, that's a guiding not home. We are gonna chase them crazy ball, head out of we town. And I we plant the corner, believe cabin alone. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And brought me a brother and a blur, me a blur. Teeth white like a snow skin, black like a tar. And anyway you see them, I destroy them. A star. Africans are the best to cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the army. Africans are the best to cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the city coming up a jada. It is not very far. Him now go drop out the sky like a falling star. Nor appear like a soldier from a 1JR. Him now go come in on a jet nor in a big fast car. Him now go come like a thief in a the night from afar. With a fire knife I like a burning cigar. Ear white like a snow, feet like a brass bar. Now come out with the matic and I know SLR. Hear me now, super, you be hear me now, star. Oh, when Jaja come a brimstone fire war. And him not contributing to the skin color bar. Neither check the side with no guy we preach war. Cause every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And rock me a brother and a blur me a blur. He do white like a snow skin, black like a tar. And anywhere them see we are the show we are star. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the army. Africans are the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we fall. Because this is not the man or Mr. Thunder. Neither Superman or the one skeletor. This is not Tarzan make believe jungle star. The African the children with the African star. Hey said Madalana is a pretty and far. Millions of children were stolen from her. Bought into slavery and sold like a car. Because the sugar cane, cotton and quail cigar. And the moon and the sun and the star. Hear me now, super, you feel hear me now, star. And a blogger, me a blogger, and a blur, me a blur. Them never make no weapons, we go fight no war. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from. I know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And rap we a brother and a blur. We a blur. He's white like a snow, skin black like a tar. And anyway them say we are the show, we a star. Africans and a better cut out the war. Yeah. But you can't live Jesus Christ as my son or down. One name, one hope, one destiny. Mr. Tree in one and a one in three. Jah Mami guiding star. Mr. Jah Mami guiding star. You could have come from near or you come from far. Driving a bus, bicycle or car. White like a flower or your black like tar. Mr. Jah Mami guiding star. Be holy, my brethren. Thou shalt not slumber nor sleep. And the hungry must be fed and the blind must be led. Things and time is getting dread. Two shall be in the bed and one taken away. Behold my brethren, if you're righteous, you'll be brave. Cause Jah Mami guiding star. It's a Jah Mami guiding star. And a Jah Mami guiding star. It's a once there is life, there is hope. Around I man neck we not go through no rope. And a Jah Mami guiding star. And a Jah Mami guiding star. Me surrender me heart and not me garment. So make we stick to Jah Jah commandment. Make we come parasite and pestilence. Cause a Jah Mami guiding star. You could have push and cat and ride and kick out. Once you have the love of Jah in your heart, you and your brethren could have never part. I'm a Jah Mami guiding star. Mr. Jah Mami guiding star. Mr. Jah Mami guiding star. Why do the ignorant Martin Benson, false rulers of the earth, have set themselves in their position while they're building them nuclear and atomic weapons? I'll be happy to give praise to the whole of us. Make we power up on Zion, where we come from. Cause every little youth...
And we're leaving out of Babylon, straight to Mount Zion and the Starliner. We stop to Nigeria, Gambia, Ghana, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo, hey! Final destination, Ethiopia.
Woo, woo, woo. Yes, 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 yes. Much applauding, do it according. Pay the respect to the honorable Marcus Garvey, yeah. Much applauding, do it according. Pay the respect to the honorable Marcus Garvey, yeah. Amen. Repatriation. Judgment, yeah, time. Black Starliner Airline. Black Starliner Airline. Black Starliner Airline. Black Starliner. Ship of the Antia Prime. Black Starliner Airline. Black Starliner Airline. Black Starliner Airline. Black Starliner Ship. It has the ATM. What? Listen up, take notice. Sizzla promote it. Anything for black people, I come support it. Black Airline, yeah, black people are wrote it. 30,000 feet above sea level, them are float it. But them feel like me, I some pretty black here roast it. Follow the island, them are first class, them are spout it. None can deny that, world don't think, don't try that. We no fear nobody thinks we'll see how we pilot. Buckle up your seat, there's you flying to Mount Zion. Full of pretty people every day, them just apply on Starliner, rule the sea. And it's through the sky and destination, the land of the conquering lion.
Black Starliner Airline. Black Starliner Airline. Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner, ship of the Antia Prime. Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner Airline, Black Starliner
Ship. It's the Mr. Prime Minister, you fit to board the Starliner ship. Take me out of Babylon, make so many trips. Now slave master, y'all, if we win now with them, must have had you are black people. Dump and kick them. No thought of slavery, it get abolished. Look on black man's shoes, how it clean and polished. Babylon system get demolished. Babylon vanity start to vanish. Increase me education. I mean increase me agriculture. I mean increase repatriation. Get out the land of the vulture.
Black Starliner Airline. Black Starliner Airline. Black Starliner Airline.
Black Starliner, ship of the Antia Prime.
Black Starliner Airline.
Me a see a black star line to Africa we a prevail. Marcus yeah, beep up down the rail. Same time when Parasol at the eye we a ill. Black people say it, I believe these things. Sip and blends, we need these things. School and factories for the queens and kings. House and land for the nation bling. Yeah, in a Mount Zion, and them it touch down. In a Addis Ababa, and the holy ground. People surround me, and I say, look there, King David nation just
Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline,
Black Star Liner, she was the MC of time.
Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline,
Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner Airline, Black Star Liner
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
Save you from crushing on a Babylon wall when it falls. Zion and Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can stop at the Armageddon. So we hold it to make we strong. Blessing up today if you see another one, yeah. Them don't know the chosen. Ain't no world. Lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can stop at the Armageddon. I thought we hold it to make we strong. To bless another day, to see another one. Hey, be no weapon. Come against with no wicked man.
Shalom, Chaverim, shalom. Hebrew first words here for this 13th Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong here as we begin the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Second book of Moses called Exodus here for the Hebrew first words for this 13th Rastafari sabbatical, this Torah portion, this reading and feeding the manna. Manna, manna, who? What is it? What is he? What's in this Torah portion right here? Here, here, here. Shema Yisrael, give ear. Here for the Hebrew first words right here, as we pick up with the first chapter of the first verse, chapter 1, verse 1. Second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus, Hebrew first words for Shemot. Ve'ele Shemot, B'nei Yisrael, Habayim, Mitzrayim, Et Ya'ikov, Yisha'u, Ve'eto, Ba'u. Yisrael. Israel in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, Now these were Eile. Now these, the names, were Eile, Shemot. Now these, the names of the children of Israel, were Eile, Shemot, B'nei Yisrael, who came into Egypt, Habayim Mitzrayim, every man and his household came with Jacob, with Ya'ikov. Eita Ya'ikov ish u veto ba'u. Hebrew first words here for the second book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Shemot, Shemot, Hebrew first words here, Ve'ele Shemot, B'nei Yisrael Habayim, Mitzrayim, Eta Ya'ikov, Yishau, Veto, Ba'u. Now these, the names, Ve'ele Shemot. Now these, the Shemot, Ve'ele Shemot, of the children, the sons of Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael, who came Habayim into Egypt, Habayim Mitzrayim, every man and his household came with Yaakov. Eight Yaakov Ishau Reto Bahu. Hebrew first words here. For the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, Hebrew first words, Shemot, the names.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So right now, black man, I'm going to put you to the test, whether you're from the east or from the west. Here comes the musical sound, you got to dance, you're the sound of all the Exodus. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and Exodus, and Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Right now, I step forward to tell you the truth. Come forward, you. Say, hey, Exodus.
Nothing more to be said. correct me if I'm wrong though. I the way I looked at it was that, you know, it passed certain phases, you know, during the civil rights, you know, your music is pretty much the same thing what was happening then.
Yeah.
Now it seems to me that here, the fire of the revolution, the fire of change for the better is gone. You know, it's like they have accepted the fact and joined the existing system. What's happening then.
Yeah.
Now it seems to me that here, the fire of the revolution, the fire of change for the better is gone. You know, it's like they have accepted the fact and joined the existing system.
Is that trick, you know?
Throw away your cloud of darkness in this time. Like Moses in the days of old, I've got the message and I've got to tell you. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm not here to mill you or to compel you. But my man says thou shalt not kill, cause that's not your will. Killing each other would be that struggle. We are telling you what's so good to set up in a decent time, y'all.
Tormented and I'm crying. And the wicked colonial expression won't break mankind. of colonial reign has brought the people misery, has left them such pain. The talk is now of independence, you see. Seems it wasn't meant for you or for me. As strangers we came, slave trade was the game. And ever since we don't even know our name. We must remember and all that they did to mother and father. So people, people, for what it's worth, demands your freedom here upon earth. Stop asking when, where, and how. Make up your mind, the time is now.
Understanding to do thy will. thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta Kohulum Tayinasaya Meskel Abra the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yes. Shabbat Shalom, Shemet Salam, and this day in the Gregorian calendar, our message here, Maccabees.
You know, here's a Christmas cancer, Rasta. Yo, we're done with the commercial Christmas with its pagan symbols and pagan origins and the attacking of the children's mind for material gain. We're not playing that game. Seeing Aya, talk.
Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed. No longer celebrate it in our we own. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome.
Rewind and come back, selector.
That's right! You know, here's a Christmas cancel, Rasta. Yo, we're done with the commercial Christmas with its pagan symbols and pagan origins and the attacking of the children's mind for material gain. We're not playing that game. Seeing Aya, talk.
Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed. No longer celebrate it in our we own. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. All the drunkenness and the overeating. Is it the birth of Christ they're celebrating? Mostly non-Christians are partaking. This some is just an excuse for money making. Them say peace and goodwill to all men. So how come they putting up the prices then? Targeting the parents through the children. Well them knock it eye and eye again. No way my friend. Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed. No longer celebrate it in our we home. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. A long time, the 25th of December has been a special date in the pagan calendar. A long, long before the birth of Christ, it was a day for partying and celebrating and to rejoice. From Nimrod to Saturn to Mithra, these gods were always honored on that day in December. Worshipping of sun gods and idol. Why you think Christmas is never mentioned in the Bible? Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed. No longer celebrate it in our we own. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. You see the tree and the ivy and the mistletoe. All of these were pagan things a long time ago. People have them in them house and they don't know what they mean. Then just come see them, so them just join in. Santa Claus, what a fraud, never once come on me yard. I'm a parent, happy work so hard. Christmas puts people under pressure. Don't you see that Santa and Satan have got the same letters? Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed. No longer celebrated in our we own. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. Them say Christmas is just videos. Well, it's about time we tell the youth them the truth. Instead of buying love with expensive gifts, give them the real love we should be dealing with. Children's minds are being attacked by the big companies. Christmas time is when they do the most business. I give my children presents any time of the year. Not only on birthdays and when Christmas is near. Cause a lot of
people in a debt over Christmas. A lot of people life wreck cause of Christmas. A lot of people in a prison cause of Christmas. A lot of people gone missing over Christmas. Commercial Christmas, you know it's not right. It's not really dealing with the birth of the Christ. Don't make them pressure you with your choice. It's alright to remove it from your life.
Yes, yes, yes. So this day is Shabbat. It was Shabbat Day. But in the West, the Gregorian calendar, they call it Christmas. So we play that tune there by Maccabee. Maccabee, Christmas canceled. But this does not mean that the birth of the Messiah, the Mashiach, Yeshua, is not important. And hear, teach the children the truth concerning the birth of the Messiah, Yeshua. Christos, Jesus.
I observe
the memorial of the birth on the 6th, the eve of the 6th, and the day, the 7th of January, according to the Gregorian. And here the teaching on the birth of Christ, the birth of the Christ, the true birth of the Christ, and the 6th and 7th of January, this corresponds with the Magi. When the Magi in the Gospels, the Magi visited Yeshua and his mother, Kiddush Mariam, at home, right? Not in the manger. The manger was some months earlier. So the approximate birth of the Christ is approximately Adis Amet, according to the ancient Ethiopian calendar and the ancient church and also Judaically. So here, looking forward for the 6th to 7th, but the 25th of December, got to strike that out, the heathen, the way of the heathen. But hear the teaching.
Jesus Christ is in the Catholic.
When Jesus Christ was born from Virgin Mary, from that time on, he lived an exemplary life, a life which men everywhere must emulate. This life and the feats that he has taught us assures us of salvation, assures us also of harmony and good life upon earth. Because of the exemplary character of the life of Jesus Christ, it is necessary that all men do their maximum in their human efforts to see to it that they approximate as much as they can the good example that has been set by him. It's quite true that there is no perfection in humanity. From time to time, we make mistakes. We do commit sins. But even as we do that, deep in our heart as Christians, we know we have a chance of forgiveness from the Almighty. He taught us that all men are equal, regardless of sex, their national origin and tribe. And he also taught us, all who seek him shall find him. To live in this healthy life, a Christian life, is what makes me follow Jesus Christ.
Imperial Majesty, what advice would you give a person who is considering the claims of Christ, perhaps for the first time?
I would tell a person that's considering the claim of Christ for the first time that it is necessary to have faith in the Almighty, that it's necessary to have love, and that it's necessary to conduct oneself in a manner that we have been taught to do in the Bible. I would advise him to read and to study the Bible. I would also advise him to seek secular knowledge. For the more one knows, the more he realizes the need for a prime mover, the need for a creator. A creator who's good, and the need for salvation and also for peaceful life upon earth. I'll also tell him to learn and to think for himself the ways he would serve the Lord. In this thought and in this undertaking of his, he will inevitably find the way of serving his fellow men. For his faith would then be manifested by his conduct. If Christians behave in this way, if we dedicate ourselves to this fundamental task, then we will have a peaceful world and will be assured of not transgressing against the will and the commandments of God.
Your Imperial Majesty, are there any incidents in your life which stand in your memory as times when faith in Christ sustained you?
There are many instances in my life where the belief in the Almighty and the Christian faith has sustained me in times of trouble and difficulties. No matter what may befall a human being, he can always succeed in overcoming it in time if he has the strength of faith and praise to God. For inevitably, he comes to the assistance of those that believe in him, and those that through their work live an exemplary life. This goes not only for Christians in my view, but for all men. I think God commiserates with those that find themselves in misfortune.
Yes, I and the teaching of His Majesty on the birth, the significance of the birth of Christ, and here for I and I, the Royal Order, we observe the memorial of the birth of Jesus Christus, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the 6th, the eve of the 6th, the day of the 7th of January. 25th of December, right here. This is Shabbat day in the season, this time. And today's daily psalm we have is the King Alpha. We call this the King Alpha, Queen Omega psalm. Here, the royal wedding psalm. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, is Psalm 45. Here we have the 13th sabbatical study, beginning the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus. In the English and in the Hebrew, Shemot, the name. So here, first here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 45, with some Hebrew highlights, right here.
Psalm 45.
Mizmor memhe, lamnatzeach al shoshanim livne korach, maskil
My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiments of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever, 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 forever and ever.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, also known as Coronation, November 2nd, 1930 psalm, right here, here, here. So we call the King Alpha, Queen Omega psalm. In ancient times, the royal wedding psalm, and here, 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 the Rhema tune, Alpha, Omega, yes, I, Conix, Son of God.
What do you see the Babylon system? The Babylon system is a vampire, deceiving the people day by day, building church and university. Because, you know, we're here at church now. The church, the Bible is here, the Bible is here, that in Christ coming, we will be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, right? So when we look at this, the eyes blast it.
Sent by the king, watch them wandering when me fly down far. We step on the beast and kick down with him like a slide down far. We burn in the system, we tell the youth if we fight gun far. Uplifting Mrs. String, tell us the last CGI love star. We love Wally, Babylon the system falling. But this is just the beginning, beginning of the grand finale. Finale because eventually we get the cause. Now if we stand up tall and if we gang up cause, united we stand divided, we fall and we love. Whoa, oh, walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy of the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. On their face and bloodshed on their shoulder. Turn from your sinful way, yeah, before lightning strike all over. Holy for atrocity where your cars can get to you. Then you have the other city, see come give me gun for shoot. And I chat all you like the city, well this is the ugly truth. When you bring all the guns come give me give it to my recruit. Big revolution, one time the guns them turn. Turn pan the old politician. We bring it come in the first place, I should have fun education. We make the youth them learn, instead of buy ammunition. And you won't come run the next turn, go run up under your bed. Boy, put your hand on your head, me terrible and me dread. Corrupted politician, me dead boy. Want me to coral garden, young at the valley garden. Come like a pre every garden, no revolution reach every garden. Go put this up in the green, me want it reach every reader. If you no live like Haile Selassie, you no fit to be chronic leader. Walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy of the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. Stop until my people are free. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be. In the last days when the youth them are free, dread and terrible. Give thanks and praise for the King of Kings. Praise his feet to the Prince of Peace. Now stop, give thanks and praise to Alpha and Omega. Empress many nights.
Is that the best way to reach people in your opinion?
I am not trying to reach people, I am what I am. And there's a lot more people like me out there, which is my people. So I'm not trying to reach a strange people. The people that I am reaching is my own people. We're all the same thing, we're coming this time as our people. It's not nobody else, it's not our people.
Them wondering when me fly down far.
مزمور عربارات بكن فاربار لمزمران عليك بملك فوت لقوري لجوش تمهر يفتر مر لبي ملك هم نقرنا فلك اني سراين لنقوس نقران عند بتين دفت عن صحاسي برئن وبتك سول جوتش لكي عمر موغس بكم فروتش فسس سلزيك زيابير لزلالم بارك هيا الهوي بكون جناه النابة وبتك سيفهن بوغب ساتك سلك اننت الناس ليوه النت سلت اركم عقنا تكناون نقسم أنيهم بكبر مرها هيا الهوي ثلاثة وجه يتخالون أتش النرسوم بنقص ثلاثة وش لب وستي قبال أهزامن ببتاتش يوركار أملاك هوي زفانه لزلال منو يمن قست بكتر يكن النت بكتر تركن ودد كامت أنم تلا سلزي كبال انجروتش يلك እግዚአብሔር አምላክህ የደስታ ዘይትን ቀባ በልብሶች ሁሉ ከርቤና ሽቶ ዝባድም አሉ ከዝሆን ጥርሶች አዳራሽ ደስ ያሰኝዋል የንጉሶች ሴት ልጆች ለክብርህ ናቸው በወርቅ ልብስ ተጎናጽፋና ተሸፋፍና ንግስቲቱ በቀኝ ትቆማለች ልጄ ሆይ ስሚ እይ ጆሮችንም አዘንብ وغنشن ياباتشنم بيترشي نقوسو باتشن ودوالنا ارسو جيتاشنو يتيرو سيتوش لجوش جمنشاني زوي ساقدو لتا يمدر بالت اتقوش هزاب بفتشي مال للان لها سيبون نقوس لجهولو كبروانا لبسوا يورك مقونات اخيانا بحالا دناغلون لنقوسي اسدالو ባልንጆሮቿንም ወደ አንተ ያቀርባሉ በደስታና በሐሴት ይወስዷቸው ወደ ንጉሥ ልፍኝም ያስገቧቸው በአባቶችሽ ፈንታ ልጆች ተወለዱልሽ በምድርም ሁሉ ላይ ገዢዎች አድርገሽ ትሾሚያቸዋለሽ ለልጅ ልጅ ሁሉ ስምሽን ያሳስባሉ ስለዚህ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም አህዛብ ይገዙልሃል
Today's daily psalm, Psalm 45, Alpha and Omega. Now, that emphasis right there, Empress Menen, the queen standing at the right hand of the king, the coronation psalm, Psalm 45. So here leading up to the Torah reading and feeding right here, which also has a very interesting matrilineal, matriarchal link. You know, the balance of the male and female in his image after his likeness is brought out in today's daily psalm. And here we'd like to emphasize on the Empress Menen, Queen Omega connection right here in this royal wedding psalm in the coronation, November 2nd, 1930, coronation of Ketamawi Haile Selassie, anointing coronation of Ketamawi Haile Selassie and crowning of the queen, Etege Menen, the crowning anointing of the king and the crowning of the queen. She was unanointed, but the king was crowned, thus the black messiah, the Moshiach sense of greater King David, son of David. Yes, sir. So here. Let's ride up right here. Yes, sir. All right. This right here is taken from the passing of Empress Menen, Etege Menen, February 15th, 1962.
There's a gem right here, here, here. He says, during the memorable days of our companionship, we never had differences that needed the intervention of others. If you study this right here, it doesn't say they did not have differences, but differences that needed the intervention of others. He goes on to say, Gurmawi Nagus Nagas, John Hoy, his mats, he goes on to say, I and I, Father, Abinu, Malkeinu, I and I, King, says, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. And we here dove this with 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6. Here, here, here. Be amazed by this right here, because Imperial Majesty says very clearly, as Sarah was to Abraham. Now this is so significant on so many levels, but just taking this basic level right here, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. Doesn't mean that Empress Menen did not disagree, but you know, she kept that obedience to him and did not defy him, in other words. But what's key right here, and this is going to be a rhema right now, word right here to share this, because some of us have been reasoning, and I reasoned some of the daughters about this as well. And of course, with what is commonly taught and disseminated with the King Alpha and Queen Omega, where do we get that from? That actually come from Fritz Ballantine Petersburg, the author of The Parchment of Black Supremacy. Then it was picked up on, the language was picked up on, the King Alpha Queen Omega language was picked up on more by Leonard Percival Howell, Ganganguru Marah, as his pen name Ganganguru Marah was known, in the Promise Key. But here in the Coronation Song, Psalm 45, we touched on it briefly as a kind of an intro and a segue and a connection with today's daily song, with Psalm 46, since it's a trinity of psalms that bring out a fuller full, Psalm 45, Psalm 46, and Psalm 47. But zooming in more to Psalm 45 on the particular and peculiar relationship of his Imperial Majesty and her Imperial Majesty, and the fact that this psalm, Psalm 45, was a part of the coronation liturgy, the coronation ceremony, Psalm 45. And so here in the footnotes here in the Scofield Study Bible, it says, breaking down the divisions of the great psalm, the coronation psalm is also themed as a royal wedding psalm. Some speculate that in ancient times this psalm was read, you know, upon matrimony of the Hebrews and the Israelites, Psalm 45. And we know that this psalm was also chanted and intonated at the coronation of His Imperial Majesty. And here the divisions of the psalm are, one, the first part, the supreme beauty of the King. The supreme beauty of the King. As it says in the prophet Isaiah, you shall behold the King in His beauty in a land very far, far away, far off. The King in His beauty in verses 1 and 2, where it says, my heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things that I have made touching the King, HaMelech, the Negus, even Negus and Neges. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou, the eye, are fairer, more eyeful than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, Elohim, the true good, the true God, have blessed thee, I, forever. The second part of Psalm 45, and this brings out the true context of the divine relationship between His
Imperial Majesty and Her Majesty Itege Menen Katamawit Waleta Georgis, her coronation and baptismal name. The second item is the coming of the King in glory, namely verses 3 to 5 of Psalm 45, which reads, "Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty, and in thy majesty ride prosperously, prosperously, because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand, she shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the kings, the Negus's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee." There's a comparison to Revelation. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 21. Let's go there. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation reveals the truth. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 to verse 21, which speaks of the second coming of Christ in glory, Christ in his kingly character of HaMashiach, the Messiah in glory. Verse 11, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head, Rasu, Rosho, were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name, Shemo, Samu, his name is called the word of a Gaziavia, the word of the sustainer, the word of Elohim, the true good, the true God. And armies, which were in heaven, followed him up on white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Second part here of Revelation chapter 19, the battle, the battle of Armageddon, of Harmagidio, of Armageddon, verse 17. "And I saw an angel, a Melaach, an angel standing in the sun, and he cried and he shouted with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God, that ye that y'all may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army." And here to conclude this chapter here, as it corresponds with verses 3 to 5 of the coronation psalm, of the royal wedding psalm, of Psalm 45, the doom of the beast and the false prophet, verse 20. "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And here for the last verse, the part four here in this chapter, chapter 19 of Revelation, the doom of the kings representing the rulers, the presidents, the potentates, the rulers of this world, flesh and satanic sepulchrum. Verse 21, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse. The word sound and power of the King of Kings, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. So continuing in this psalm here that breaks down and builds on the relationship between whom many of I and I call King Alpha and Queen Omega, between His Majesty and Her Majesty. The third part of the psalm, Psalm 45, the Royal Wedding Psalm, the Coronation of the King of Kings Psalm. The third part speaks of the deity or the divinity of HaMelech, of the Negus and Negus and Neges, and the character of His reign, Christ in His kingly character, the character of His reign, verses 6 and 7. Where it reads, "Thy throne, O Elohim, is forever, for ever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom, of thy government, is a right scepter. Thou, the eye, male, lovest righteousness, and hatest wickedness, wretchedness. Therefore, Elohim, Eloheka, the I Elohim, true good, true God, hath anointed the eye with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." It also points to Hebrews chapter 1 verses 8 and 9 and Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1 to 5. But just moving forward for the time right here, the fourth part of Psalm 45, the Royal Wedding Psalm, the Coronation of the King of Kings Psalm, the fourth part as associated with him in earthly rule, the queen is presented. This takes verses 9 to 13. I think we didn't read verse 8. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. Interesting, also the ivory tusk, and also that gift that we see presented during the visible reign and manifestation of Christ in his kingly character. Verses 9 to 13, concerning as associated with him in earthly rule, the queen, Negus, is presented. And in that relationship, the king, HaMelech, the Negus, even Negus and Neges, is not called Elohim in his relationship with the queen, as in verse 6, but he is called Adonai, he's called Adonai, the husband name of deity, the husband name of divinity. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Verse 10. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. A little note here, considering Eteke Menen Asphal and her father's house, you know, and who her father, King Ras Michael, and You know, I think he had converted from Islam to Orthodoxy. You know, forget, it says forget also thine own people, and also the Mohammedan and Muslim connection in the genealogy of the Queen of Empress Menen. Here in verse 10 it says, hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people, and thy father's bait, thy father's house. So shall the king, Hamelech, the Negus, even Negusa, Neges, greatly desire thy beauty. For he is Adonaiik, he is Getash, he is thy Lord, he is thy Adonai, he is thy sovereign, and worship thou him. Interesting how this does with what we have in 1 Peter chapter 3 at verse 6, considering Sarah calling Abraham Lord, and in the coronation song, also in association with his imperial majesty and earthly rule, the queen is presented. He had her coronated on the very same day. And in that relation, the king, Hamelech Negus, the Negus Neges, is not called Elohim, is not called God, the true good, in the relationship with the queen, as in verse 6, but he's called Adonai, he's called Adon, Adoni, he's called Lord, the husband name of deity, of divinity. This might bring out better the context of 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, and also what Gormawi Negus Neges, the Imperial Majesty, said upon the passing of Empress Menen, namely, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. And in case y'all might not have remembered what was said in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 6, it says, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham. Is his imperial majesty giving us a direct sign right here? What he says upon the passing, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. And here in 1 Peter, Pedro, chapter 3, verse 6, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, calling him Adonai, calling him Adoni, calling him Adon, Adawan, calling him Geta, whose daughters ye are, y'all are, as long as ye y'all do well and are not afraid with any amazement. And of course, read on, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, not in ignorance, according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife. Now here's the part of the scripts that gives some people a lot of spiritual indigestion, especially how it's been preached in counterfeit Christianity, where it says, as to the weaker vessel. The context here is, a man is like a steel cup, a steel mug. A woman is like fine china. A woman, a isha, esha, the wife, orset, is like fine china. If I throw the mug against the wall, what will happen to the mug? It might get a dent or something. If I throw the fine china against the very same wall, what would happen? This is the context. It's not saying a woman has no strength. Stop being stupid. It says, as the weaker vessel, the more precious vessel, and as being ears, here's the part, as being ears, like you inherit something, as being ears together of the grace, together. And say, well, the man can, he can inherit the grace of life. No, as being ears together of the grace of life, that your prayers, that your what? Your prayers be not hindered. Have y'all prayed, man and woman, husband and wife? Have those prayers come about yet? That your prayers be not hindered, as being ears together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Because it says that the man shall leave his father and mother and cleave, rejoin to his wife, and they shall be one. So here concerning the king, and the association with him, with his imperial majesty and earthly rule, the queen, even Queen Menen, Itege Menen, being presented. And in that relationship, the king, Negusa Neges, is not called Elohim, but he's called Adonai, Adonai, the husband name of deity, the husband name of divinity. Verse 11 again, Psalm 45:11. So shall the king, Negus, Negusa Neges, HaMelech, greatly desire thy beauty, for he is Adonaiik. In the Hebrew, Adonaiik, speaking to a woman, the I, female, the I, Lord, Getash. And worship thou him. You hear a lot of ones saying, oh, well, I only worship, like a woman said, I only worship God, not my... Well, look at this psalm right here. Just think about it. Verse 12 says, and the daughter of Tyre, of Tyros, shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. Verse 13, the king's daughter is all glorious within. You got to look at this in the two truths. She's all glorious within, even the innermost of the innocence. What does his imperial majesty say upon the passing of Itege Menen, Queen Menen, I and I mother? He says, all of you knew her well, but she was more intimately known to me. She was devoutly religious, iritical, spiritual, and did not lose her faith. Faith can move mountains, even in the time of hardship. Not afraid of any amazement, calling him Adoni, Adonai. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift, and even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold, worked gold. Then the fifth part of Psalm 45, the virgin companions of the queen. The virgin companions of Itege. And we even see this within the historical, within that eye. It says all eye, the one eye of the camera eye, revelation, revealed. The eye of the camera shows the virgin companions of Itege, even Itege Menen, who would seem to be, here in the Scofield Study Bible, the Jewish, the Judah-ish, or Yehuda, the line of the tribe of Judah, remnant. And it points to Romans chapter 11 and 5, a note there, as well as Revelation chapter 14, verses 1, 2, 4. Here, just bringing it to fulfillment right here. It says, our next scene in verses 14 and 15. Verses 14 and 15, she shall be brought to the king, the Negus, as on coronation day, she was brought to the Negus, the king, even Negus and Negas, in raiment of needlework, raiment of needlework, the virgins, her companions, the virgins, her companions that follow her shall be brought to the eye. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. And lastly but not leastly, the sixth part of Psalm 45, the royal wedding song, also the coronation of the King of Kings, November 2nd, acceptable year of the Lord, 1930 psalm. The psalm, the mezmor, it closes, the chant. It closes, the eyes, it closes with a reference to the earthly fame of the king. The earthly fame of the king in verses 16 and 17, where it reads, instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou, the I, mayest make princes in all the earth. Rastafari, the true children of the greater Abraham, the greater Sarah. Verse 17, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise Isis, the I, forever and ever. Now hear. Thought we would bring it forward at another time, but based on the inspiration, the Rhema word here, listen to that small, still voice right here with the ear. We're going to bring it forward right here in the last couple of minutes of this Rastaman Woman Wednesday, as we seek to get into the new format right here on the ear and in the eye. Let's go to Psalm 45. Psalm 45 in the Royal Amharic. It's very interesting, these last two verses. Because these last two verses, according to the authorized, advised, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzav Kedus of Negus and Neges, it reads like this right here. Be'abatochish fanta lejoch te weledulish be'midrim hulu lai gejoch gejroch adregesh tishomiyachwalesh. Here it reads different than the pointing that we have in the Masor, the Masoretic, and in most Bibles, so I had to go check the Gutters. I checked the Gutters, the Ethiopic, and it was pointed the same way. Here where it says, instead of thy fathers shall be thy children. Be abatochish. The sh at the end speaks to me speaking to a woman directly. In other words, like the king speaking to she, or she, the queen, being spoken to. Be abatochish fanta, instead of your father speaking to her. Lijoch, children, te weledulish, they will be born for you. We see this as the rhema word of I and I, of the new name, the precious name, the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari, Rastafari sons and daughters. Be abatochish fanta lejoch te weledulish. So here it is saying to she, even to the queen. And then we looked into the Midrash, the Hebrew Midrash, the study of the psalm from the ancient times, even though they are held by the latter-day Ashkenazi and Yehudi, they actually come from a much earlier, from ancient time and earlier time. It says this right here next to verse 11. It says, the verse is beginning, hearken, O daughter, and consider, to the end of the psalm, Psalm 45, the royal wedding psalm, the coronation of the King of Kings psalm, are spoken to the congregation of Yisrael. Now note that right there. The congregation of Yisrael, of Israel, Israel in the relationship with the king, even the king Messiah, is likened to a bride. In the same sense as the queen is she, the congregation of Yisrael is also she. So when we saw this right here, we said we had to make a note of this, because when we say we praise His Majesty only, and we praise His male name, well, yes, we do. Some might seek to praise Her Majesty as well. This psalm right here, based on the Royal Amharic, it gives a context for it. In context, it says, Be abatochish fanta, instead of your female fathers, lijoch, children, teweledulish, they will be born for you, to you. But midrim hulu lie upon all the earth, the earthly plane. Gejwoch, rulers, to say, like governors, rulers. Gejwoch, adregesh, making them, tishomiyachwalesh, appointing them rulers. So here, it is definitely speaking of I and I, Rastafari, seeing that Abinu, our father, Kedemawi Haile Selassie, sent Archbishop Yitzhak. That name is Isaac. Does not the word say, in Isaac shall the seed be called? Where it says, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Here, in the Royal Amharic and also in the Gutters, it's not saying, I will make thy male name to be remembered, but thy, speaking of the queen, name to be remembered in all generations. It says, Lelijlij hulu simishin yasasabalu. Lelij, Lij, Dor Vador, in the Hebrew, Dor Vador, generation to generation, Lij, child, Lij, child, to the grandchildren, to the children's children, Lelij, Lij, Hulu, to the children's children, to all the children's children, Simishin, 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 Simish, speaking to a female, I say to a woman, Simish, your female name, Simishin, Yasasabalu. They will call to mind. They will remember. They will call to mind. Silazi, therefore, le alemina, le zalalem, ahizab, ye gezu lehal. Now here's an interesting braiding of a double helix of he and she, the male and the female. It says, silazi, therefore, silazi, because of izi, because of this, ergo, Silezi, therefore, le alemina for the world, and lezalalem for the revolving, the skipping of worlds, or for forever, in other words. Ahizab, ahizab is the old Guttas word for the Goyim, for the nations, or literally peoples, hizboch. Ahizab, ye gezu, they will submit. Lehal, they will submit to the I, ha, ha, the I male. They will submit to the I male. Very, very interesting right here. We just sought to bring this out even right here, here, here on the ear for this Rasta Man, Woman, Rasta Man and Woman Wednesday here, because we see in the scripture that braiding, that togetherness, that oneness. Yes, I, Rastafari. So right here, brothers and sisters, stay tuned. Coming forward, look more on the Cheshbon HaNefesh for the UR Zion, Upper Room of Zion, for the Torah Thursdays. Right here, we have brought it to a fullness here, here, here. Looking forward to the questions or any particular area of scripture that ones and ones may seek to get a better illumination on, especially the daughters for the Rasta Man, the Woman Wednesday, or even the sons as well, as well. Be well, brothers and sisters. Be well in the great Emmanuel. Yes, I, he is with I and I. Woman of Israel, Ethiopia, Black Israel, be well.
Psalm 45.
Mizmor mem he, lam natzeach al shoshanim livne korah, maskil shir yedido, 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 shir
yedido. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiments of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Ever.
Concerning His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First of Ethiopia, Rasail Malika is here to share with this nation and the upcoming generation and every living thing that moveth upon iration. His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, born of royal blood, of the royal house of our father David, King of Israel, is the 225th king of the unbroken lineage of kings that constitutes the Ethiopian royal Solomonic dynasty. In the fullness of time appointed, when His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I should be anointed king over Israel, 49 holy bishops and priests of the ancient empire of Ethiopia arrayed themselves in 7 groups of 7 for 7 days and 7 nights in the 7 corners of the Holy St. George's Cathedral in Addis Ababa, chanting the 9th psalm of our father David without ceasing and without rest. Then, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, garbed in white thin communion robe, along with his Empress Mani, has just completed a night of prayer at the most holy altar within the cathedral. He opened the doors of the Holy of Holies thunderously and stepped forth, and preceded by hundreds of priests waving incense burners, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I entered the auditorium adjacent to the cathedral and sat upon his throne, decorated in scarlet and pure gold. And history can recall all the solemn promises made by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I
as he sat upon the throne of his holiness to Addis Ababa. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I made a solemn vow that he would uphold the Ethiopian order of state, and secondly, that he would maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, and thirdly, that he would build schools for the spiritual and material welfare of his people. History can also recall the voice of the high priest Abuna Creel of Egypt, as he proclaimed before the large gathering, "Ye princes and ministers, ye nobles and chiefs of the army, ye soldiers and people of Ethiopia, ye doctors and chiefs of the clergy, ye professors and priests, look ye upon our Emperor Haile Selassie I, descended from the dynasty of Menelik I, born of Solomon and of Sheba, a dynasty perpetuated without interruption from that time unto King Haile Selassie and to our time. And for our large gathering witness the unfolding of ancient Hebraic ceremonial rites, as His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was granted the seven royal insignia of Israel. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given his golden sword, studded with precious stones, symbolizing that the words of his mouth are likened unto a two-edged sword, of which he is to use and smite the nations round about, executing justice and judgment. Secondly, he was given the scepter of Israel in ivory and gold, as is written in Genesis chapter 49, that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Thirdly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given a golden globe of the whole earth, symbolizing that in his hand, he had the whole world in his hand. And fourthly, he was given the diamond encrusted ring, and the fifth was the traditional lances filigreed in gold, and sixth was the ceremonial garment. And just as in the days of old, when Samuel anointed our father David, and Sadok and Nathan anointed Solomon, so the Abuna anointed His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I with seven different ointments of oil of ancient prescription, and placed on his head the magnificent crown of pure native Ethiopian gold adorned with diamonds and emeralds, concluding that may your crown be a crown of sanctity and glory, and that by the grace and blessings that we have given, you may have an unshaken faith and a pure heart in order that you may inherit the crown eternal. So be it, so be it, so be it. Let heaven hear and earth listen, and all the foundations thereof be still, and know that His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I is the everlasting King of glory. Honor, majesty, power, and dominion are laid upon him, and righteousness, justice, and judgment is the habitation of his throne. These are the things which many prophets and righteous men of old have desired to see, and have not seen them, and have desired to hear, and have not heard them. But ye, blessed are your ears that have heard, and your eyes that have seen, all the glory of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Selah.
Yes, yes, yes. Here for today's daily psalm. Now here we have the 13th sabbatical study right here, Shemot, called Shemot, known as the names in the Hebrew. So from the Hebrew perspective, this 13th sabbatical study, and even this book here, the second book, is known as the names, or called Shemot, just to make that distinction there. In the Royal Amharic, it's known as Orit the Seat, Orit, Orit, the Ethiopic word for corresponding with Torah. Right, we have Orit, Orit in the Ethiopic, so the Orit Zeh is a construct, ancient Shemitic construct. So it's the Orit, the Torah, Zeh of Tzaat. Tzaat. Now it's an interesting word, Tzaat, in the Ge'ez, in the Ethiopic, because we also have the Tzaat, the Tzaat in the sense of Exodus, so the coming out. So Ethiopically, the book is known as the Torah of the Coming Out, another name of, or the Torah of the Exodus, to say the coming out in the sense of exodusing someplace. So the Hebrew is Shemot, and in the Amharic we have Simot. So we like to use that as a compare and a contrast in two Afro-Semitic languages. We have the world Amharic, Afro-Semitic. We have Simoch, Sim is name, Simoch. The Och there in the Amharic makes it like plural, like pluralization, Simoch. In the Hebrew, we have Shemoch. So it, tomato, tomato, so to speak, Simoch and Shemoch. So the Hebrew, the Shem, name, Shemot, name. So the book of the name. So here we're at the 13th sabbatical study. So the names. Picking up with Exodus chapter 1 to Exodus chapter 6, verse 1. We have the prophets reading, the reading from the prophets, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 27. Focus verse, verse 6 to chapter 28, verse 13, as well as chapter 29, focus verses 22 to 23 in the Haftarah, in the prophet's reading. And then for the third of the trinity of readings, the threefold readings, we have the Brit Hadasha, Brit, the covenant Hadasha, new or renewed, the Adis, the Hadish, the Adis, Kidan, the new covenant reading. We have Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, focus verses, verses 17 to verse 35, and 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, focus verses, verses 18 to 25. So here at the groundation, we have Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 is the intro, the introduction here to the second of the Pentateuch, the five volumes of five books, as called and referred to as HaTorah, or some may refer to as the Torah of Moses, so to speak. But here, the second book of Moshe, Exodus, Shemot, Exodus chapter 1, introduction. Verse 8, we come to the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel being down pressed. In chapter 2, verse 1, we get the birth and the youth, right? The youth or the youth, right? The youthhood, right? The youthhood, right? Of Moshe, of Moses, the birth and the early years, we could say, of Moshe, of Mashu, of Moses. Interesting note right here, we have an audio clip to share, but we'll share that hopefully when we get to the Sunday service, the first day service at the 1 a.m., beginning right now with the Torah reading and feeding here on the After the Shabbat podcast right here, the Rastafari Sabbatical Study here. So we have the patriarchal and the matriarchal. There's a significance of the matriarchal. There's a significance. A lot of folks like to say, like, the Bible is sex and so forth and so on. I guess it's the calcified pineal gland. It's their mind. You know, they say the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So if they have a problem seeing, then what they see, you know, if their seeing is asymmetrical, then they're not seeing the symmetry in the scripture. But looking at the symmetry in the scripture, we see that there's an emphasis, right, that is there very clear on the significance of the mother, right, and of the womb, right? As many of us as Yehudi say, if your mother is a Yehudi, if your mother is a Jew, then you're a Jew. There's a significance there, and we'd like to bring that out here as we pick up with Jochebed, right, is heavy or glory, the word Yokabed, Kabad, Kabod, Kavod is glory. Kabad from Kabadet. Kabadet, we have this in the Amharic as well. So a lot of these words are shared in the Afro-Semitic languages. So it makes it very interesting in our I&I studies. But we'd like to zoom in on that more on the patriarchal. Right, we know about the patriarchal, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but the significance of the mothers. And here in chapter 2, the birth of Moshe and his youth. There's three particular women right there. There's his mother, there is his sister, and there is the daughter of Paro, of the great house, of the Sutenbat, Sutenet, you know, the daughter of Pharaoh, as she is called. Many of us see her to be Hatshepsut within the historical narrative of ancient Mizraim, of ancient Mizraim, ancient Egypt called Kemet. But in chapter 2, moving forward, we have Moshe fleeing to Midian. Oh, here. Yes, I read here, just for the ones listening to the live stream.
Here. Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in. 90 seconds, less than that. Yeah?
call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. To hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
At the 1 a.m. Iowa, here. You guys can catch it on the replay, yes, I, at least by the next day. So here.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Oh, so here, going over some of the basics right here for this 13th sabbatical study beginning the second book, right? The second book. So Chazak, Wanit Chazek, be strong, make I be encouraged. We have fulfilled the book of HaTorah, and here we're picking up with the second, right? With the second book here, Shemot, or Exodus. So in chapter 2, the birth and the youth of Moshe. Chapter 2, at verse 11, Moshe, he flees to Midian, to a place known as Midian. In chapter 3, verse 1, we get Moses, Musa, Ethiopically Musa, Hebraically Moshe, English Moses. Moses at the burning bush. So here we get the call. Calling the call of Moshe, the call of Moses at the burning bush, and also the revelation, right, of the angel of the presence, the angel of the face, the same angel that wrestled with the patriarch Yaakov, the same angel that speaks and blesses just as he who be who he be, the same angel who reveals that he who be who he be. And so we have Moses and the revelation at the burning bush in chapter 3 at verse 13, the divine name, Hebraically we call the name, the Hashem. Ha is a definite article in Hebrew, Ha, and Shem, as we have in Shemot, names, is name. So Hashem is the name. Many of I and I do that to avoid overly, you know, calling on his name in vain, the Yahweh, the Yod-Heh-Weh, the Yahweh Jehovah name. So the Hashem is revealed, the I am, the Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, I am, Ehyeh Asher, that which I am, or that which I be, that which I become. First person sense of the Jehovah name. I am Ehyeh, Yah, he who be, by Yahuwah, he who be, who he be. But going on to chapter 4, we have Moses, his miraculous power, right? He's empowered, right? Moses, he returns to Mizraim, the Hebrew name for Egypt. What does Mizraim or Mitzrayim really mean, Chaberim? He returns to Mitzrayim. We have in chapter 5 the theme of bricks without straw, making bricks, stacking bricks, making those bricks. Even though times change, some things remain the same, right? Making them bricks without straw, right? In chapter 5. In chapter 6, a summary here, Yisrael, Israel's deliverance, right, is assured in chapter 6 at verse 1. In the prophet's reading from Yeshaya, from Isaiah, in the prophet's reading, we have Yehuda, we have Judah, and we have Judah's song of victory, song of Yeshuot, of victory, of salvation. In chapter 27 of Isaiah, we have Yisrael, Israel's redemption. So the prophet's reading, the Haftarah reading from the prophets, often are chosen, have been chosen to reflect on the groundational themes brought out in HaTorah. So we have Yisrael's redemption, we have Judah's song of victory and Israel's redemption. And in chapter 28, we have judgment, the judgment on corrupt rulers, corrupt priests, and corrupt prophets. You can say corrupt rulers, like the kings, the princes, the rulers, right, the elders, the rulers, the priests, and the prophets. And let's emphasize, this is amongst Yisrael, amongst Israel, right? The corrupt rulers, priests, and prophets, the corrupt kings, priests, and prophets. The portion commentary right here, just an overview here, brothers and sisters. Ordinary life, one of the themes here. Thought for the Shavua, thought for the seven. When Moses saw the burning bush, or the bush was burning and burning and burning, but not consumed. If anybody knows, if you've been out in the desert, or if you've seen some desert scenes that are accurate, bushes burn quick. When a bush catches on fire, it burns quick. Right? It's almost like a match. It just burns out really quick. So what Moses saw was miraculous. It was like, what's going on here? So when he saw the burning bush, what did Moshe do? He could have run away. He said, this is strange. I don't know what's going on here. But Moses, he turned aside. He turned aside from what he was doing, shepherding his father-in-law, right? His chotein, his father-in-law's sheep, right? But he turned aside to investigate, to search it out, to carefully search out what's going on. Normally, when bushes get burnt, or they burn quick and it's out and fire done. Why does this bush just keep burning and burning and burning and burning and burning? When Moshe, in seeing the burning bush, that he stopped what he was doing, right? He stopped what he was doing. He turned aside to search it out, to search diligently. Right? In the Bible, KJV says search diligently, but that's basically to investigate, right? And it's only then, when Moshe turned aside to investigate, to search this thing out diligently, right? Only then did Hakadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, reveal himself to Moshe. Now, here's what's interesting, that the Holy One, blessed be he, who revealed himself to Moshe, was actually the Malak Panal, right? Malak Panav, Malak Panayo, the angel of the presence, the angel of the face, or the Malak Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, who Jehovah refers to as Malachi, my angel, the one who he says his name is in him. So here is another revelation of the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity right here, with the revelation of the angel, right, of Jehovah, the angel of the presence, right, revealing himself to be he who be who he be. So only then, when Moses turned aside to investigate, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal himself to Moshe. Now, what's the problem? Well, our problem many times, you know, as just people, you know, human beings from low degrees to high degrees, but at the lower degrees, our problem is that we don't take the time. We really can't make time. But you don't take the time, you know, take the time out to turn aside, right? Turn aside from, you know, your ordinary life, your ordinary activity, the mundane, the worldly activity, to take note, right, of something that is extraordinary, right? Something that is not the usual. What's going on? What's that about? Oh, that's just crazy. Just you blow it off as crazy, right? So that's the problem. That's the chigger. You say chigger yellam, right? And, you know, that's in Amharic. In Amharic, chigger is like a problem. Yellam, no problem. But the chigger, right, chigrachin, our problem is that we don't take the time, right, to turn aside and to search things out more diligently, right, to investigate, right? We all intend, right, that should be the intent of I and I, right, as well as disciples of the King of Kings Christ, Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, the rabbis, Jesus Christ. We all should intend to grow in grace and in knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, of I and I Sovereign, right, Yeshua HaMoshiach. We all might imagine, imagination in the right way is good. We might imagine that one day, I don't know, but one day we will take the time to study. You know, we'll take the time. I'm going to take the time to study, right? Take time to grow in Hot Torah, from Torah to Torah, from the Torah of Moshe, right, to the Torah of Yeshua, from Torah to Torah. Take time to grow in Hot Torah, to do a mitzvah, right? A mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? When we say do a mitzvah, the word mitzvah in the modern Hebrew enunciation means a commandment, a mitzvah, right? Mitzvah is more of the ancient pointing. Mitzvah, modern Hebrew mitzvah, right? To do a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a commandment, like to say do a good deed. Do a good deed every day, Hebraically, Judaically for I and I, is to do something that Jah commands to do. That's why we say do a mitzvah, right? To pray regularly. But when do we do that? Let's take Moshe's example, the example of Moses right here, because Moses took that time, right? He took that time to take a look, right? So right here, taking the time, I and I here on the ear and the eye to take a look. Give ear and hear right here. Yes, I am Moshe. Go down to freedom. So here. First things first, right here, the baraka, the blessing before the reading of HaTorah. Jai's direction.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai. Hamborak, bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak le'olam wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. ever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torah-to, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whom praise is due forever.
Adonai.
Yes, Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamborah. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Benutan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Atah Yahweh Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Yes, Rastafari.
Joy by my light, 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 the light, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Rishon, Ali. Hear for the first up offering up. First reading, Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Rishon, Ali. Hear for the first up offering up. First reading, from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called in English Exodus and known in the Hebrew as Shemot. Hear for the Rishon, Ali.
here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, Sabbath, the name, 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 the name. B'shem Ha'av, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah, Echad, Echad, Echad. Ve'ele Shemot, B'nei Yisrael Habayim, Mitzrayim, Ha'et Ya'ikov, Yishau, Heto, Ba'u, Ba'u, Ba'u. Israel in Mitzrayim, Israel in Egypt. Now these, we'ele. Now these, the names, we'ele Shemot. Now these, the names of the children, the sons of Israel. We'ele Shemota b'nei Israel, who came into Egypt. Habayim Mitzrayim. Every man and his household came with Jacob, came with Yaakov. Eit Yaakov ish u veto ba'u. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yehuda and Judah. Yisachar, Zebulun, and Binyamin, Benjamin. Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Yaakov, Jacob, were 70 souls, for Yosef, Joseph, was in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, Gibbetz, already. And Yosef and Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. The Egyptian bondage in Mitzrayim, bondage in Mitzrayim, bondage in Kemet, in Gibbetz, in Egypt, verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king, a new Melech, a Molech over Mitzrayim, over Egypt, who knew not Joseph. And he said to his people, behold, the people of the children of the sons of Israel, more and mightier than we. Come on. Let us make us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also to our enemies and fight against us. And so get them up out of the land.
The land, the land, the land, the land.
Now there arose a new king, a new Melech, a Molech over Egypt. Wayakam Meleka Chadash al Mitzrayim, Asher lo yada'a eta Yosef, who knew not Joseph. Asher lo yada'a eta Yosef. Wayomer, and he said, El Amo, to his people, Hine Alma b'nei Yisrael Rav, behold, the people of the children of the sons of Israel are too many. Hine alma b'nei Israel rav, we'atzuma mimenu, and too mighty for us, we'atzuma mimenu. Come,
hava.
Come. Let us make a deal wisely with them. Hava nita hakma lau pen yirbe we haya kia tikareina milchama we nosafa gamohu Allah sonenu we milchama banu we Allah min haaretz.
Come.
Make us deal wisely. Let us deal wisely with them. Hava nita hakma lau, lest they multiply. Pena yirbeh, and it come to pass wahaya, that when there befalleth us any
war,
with haya kia tikareina milchama, they also join themselves to our enemies. With nosaf gamhu Allah sonenu, and fight against us. With milchama banu, and get them up out of the land. With Allah, min ha'aretz. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Far'o, for the great house, Par'o, treasure cities, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the Bnei Yisrael. They were grieved because of the sons of Yisrael. And the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve with rigor. And the Molech of Mitzrayim and the king of Mitzrayim spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one, Shifra, and the name of the other, Puah. When y'all do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew woman, and see upon the stools, if it be a son, then y'all shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then shall she live. Then she shall live. And he said, Why Yomer, and he said, when y'all do the office of the midwife, Why Yomer Bi Yaled Deken Eta Ha Iva Riota to the Hebrew woman Eta Ha Iva Riot Ua Reiten Allah Ha Ava Naim, ye all shall look upon the birth stool. U Reiten Allah Ha Ava Naim. Wa ha miten oto, then y'all shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, weim batahi, but if it be a daughter, weim batahia, kia, wa chaya, then she shall live. Wa chaya. But the midwives feared, respected. But the midwives respected Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Wa tia reina hama yaldota eta Ha Elohim, and did not as the Molech, as the king of Mitzrayim commanded them, but save the men children alive. Wa tia reina hama yaldota eta Ha Elohim wulo asu ka'asher dibera elei henna meleka mitraim wa ta hayayena eta hayaladim. But the midwives feared Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim, 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 Ha Elohim. They respected Ha Elohim. Wa tia reina hamayaldota eta Ha Elohim, and did not with law also, as the king, the Molech of Mitzrayim, Kashara Dibera Eleya Henna Meleka Mitzrayim commanded them, but save the men, the male children alive, Awata Hayayena Eta Hayaladim. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, Sheni Aliyah, here picking up the second book of Moshe, second book of Moses, called Exodus, Exodus chapter 1, here at verse 18, for the Sheni Aliyah, 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 for the second reading, the second up offering, here for this Shabbat, Shemot, Sabbath, the names. Vayikra Meleka Mitzrayim. Lama Yalodota, Waya Yomera Lahen, Ma Madua, Ma Madua, Sihen, Hadavara Haze, Wata Hayayena, Eta Hayaladim, and the Molech. The king of Egypt, the Molech Mitzrayim, and the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have y'all done this thing, and have saved the men children alive? Vayikra Melech Mitzrayim, and the king of Egypt called Lama Yaldot, for the midwives, Vayomer, and said Lahen to them, Madua, 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 Siten, Hadavara Hazeh, why have y'all done this thing? Madua, Siten, Hadavara Hazeh, Wata Hayena, Eta Hayaladim, and have saved the men, the male children, alive, 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 alive. And the midwives said to Paro, to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew woman, not as the Mitzrayim woman, the Egyptian woman, for they lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in to them. And the midwives said, Wa to mar na, Wa to mar na, ha me yaldota, illa paro'o. And the midwives said to paro'o, ki lo ka na shin, ha mitza riot, Ha Ibriot ki chayota henna bit rema tavo elehen hama yaledeta wi ya ladu. Because the Hebrew women are not as the Mitzrayim women, for they are lively kia chayota henna, and are delivered ere before the midwives come to them. Therefore Elohim dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, that he made them houses. And Paro and Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born, ye y'all shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye y'all shall save alive. Wa'itzava Paro li kol amo lemor. And Paro, the great house, charged all his people, wife of Paroa, le kola amolemor, saying, kola ha bain, hayloda, hayaora, kashali kuhu, we kola habat te chayun. Every son that is born, y'all shall cast into the river, 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 the river. Kola habain, haya yilod, haya ora, tashalichuhu. And every daughter y'all shall save alive. We call habat, Shabbat. We call Habat Te Chayun. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Second Book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 2, the preparation of a deliverer, an deliverer, the birth of Moshe, the birth of Musa, the birth of Moses. And there went a man of the house of Lewi, of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Lewi, of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son, a Ben. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Paro, the daughter of Pharaoh, the great house, came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this of the Hebrews children. And she had compassion on him. Wa tifatach. Wa tirehu eta hayeled, and she opened it and saw it, even the child. With hine naara boke 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 boke. And behold, a boy that wept. Hine na'ara bokeh. And behold, a boy that wept. And she had compassion on him. Wa tachmol. Wa tachmol alayu. Wa tomer. And said, and she said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. This is one of the Ha'ivrim, the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Paro, Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee that I, a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child, that she may nurse the child for thee, the I? Watomera e choto wa illa bata paro'o. Then said his sister, Watomera e choto, to Pharaoh's daughter, illa bata paro'o. Hi le 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 hi lek. Shall I go? 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 Hi lek. Shall I go? With karati alacha isha mea neketa mina ha ivariota. Shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew woman? Where te nika lacha eta ha yaled, that she may nurse the child for thee, for the I. And Paro's daughter and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, ha 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 ha. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go, 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 Lechi,
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 Lechi. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Lechi, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse it for me, nurse it for I, and I will give thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Watomer laha, bata paro, and Pharaoh's daughter said to ha, watomer laha, bata paro, heya likia eta hayeleda hazeh. Take this child away with heya nikehu li and nurse it for me. Wa ani etena eta se karek, and I will give thee I thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Wa tikacha ha isha ha yeleda wata nikehu, and nursed it and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, to Pharaoh's daughter, the daughter of Pharaoh, the great house. And he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water,
water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water,
Wayigdala hayeled, and the child grew. Wayigdala hayeled, and the child became big. Wayigdala hayeled, wata biehu ale, wata paro, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter. Wata biehu ale, wata paro, wayehi alaha levein. And he became her son. And he became her son. Wayehi alaha levein. Watikra shmo Moshe. And she called his name Moshe. Watikra shmo Moshe. And she called his name Moshe. Watomerki mina hamayima mishiatihu. Because I drew him out of the water. Watomer, and she said, Ki min hamayim me shitihu. Because I drew him out of the
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Shalishi, hear for the third Aliyah, third up offering, third reading here for this Shabbat Shemot, here picking up the second book of Moshe, second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 2, here at verse 11, Moses identifies himself with Yisrael, with Israel, with the Hebrews. Hear, Shema Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Hear, give ear, 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 give ear. For the Shalishi, the third reading here. Exodus chapter 2, verse 11. Wayehi bayamim ahaheim, wayigdal Moshe, wayetzeya ela echayo. Wayare de siva lotam, wayare isha mitri make isha ibria mea ehayo. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. Wayehi, and it came to pass. Wayehi, ba yamim haheim, in those days. Vayigdala Moshe, when Moshe was grown, Vayetzeya el Hayo, that he went out to his brethren, Vayare'e be'asiva lotam, and looked on their burdens. Vayare'e isha mitzriya makeh isha ibriya me'ehayo. And he spied an Egyptian, Vayare'e ish mitzri, smiting an Hebrew, Vayare'e isha mitzriya makeh ish ibri me'ehayo. An Hebrew, one of his brethren, Ish Ibri Me Echayo. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Mitzri, the Egyptian, and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore, why smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us, over I and I? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moshe feared and said, surely this thing is known. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moshe. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priests of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flocks. And the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moshe stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that ye, y'all, are come so soon today? And they said, An Egyptian delivered I and I out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew enough for us, for I and I, and watered the flock. And he said to his daughters, where is he? Why? Y'all have left the man. Call him that he may eat bread. Moshe, rejected by his brethren, takes a Gentile bride, takes a bride from another nation. Verse 21, and Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moshe Zipporah, his daughter, and she bare a son. And he called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a strange land. And it came to pass in process of time that the Melech of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, died, and the Bnei Yisrael sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up to Elohim, the true good, the true God, by reason of the bondage. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, heard their groaning. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Yitzhak, and with Yaakov. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, looked upon the Bnei Yisrael, looked upon the children, the sons of Yisrael. And Elohim had respect. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Rabbi, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering, hear for this Shabbat Shemot, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known in English as Exodus chapter 3, the call of Moshe, the call of Moses. The burning bush. Moshe haya ro'eh etas ona yitaroa chotno kohen midian
Wayayina haga etta hatzon. Ahara ha midbar. Wayayaboa el hara ha Elohim. Horeva. Now, Moses, Moshe, kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, to Horeh. Moshe haya ro'eh. Etas ona yitaroa hotanoa kohena midian. Now Moses, Moshe, was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. Moshe haya ro'eh etas on yitaroa hotanoa kohena midian. And he led the flock to the farthest end of the wilderness. Wayayin hagaeta hatzona ahara hamidbar. Hamidbar. To the farthest end of the midbar. Wayaboa il hara Elohim horeva. And came to the mountain of Ha Elohim. Wayavo il hara Ha Elohim. Horeva. Horeva. To Horeb. To Horeb.
To Horeb. To Horeb.
And the angel, the Melaach of Yahweh, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush not consumed. Wayayera malaki Yahuwah Elayowa Bi Lavata Aisha Niyatoka Ha Hasene. And the angel of Yodheweh Yahuwah Yahweh Wayayera malaki Yahuwah Elayowa appeared to him, bi lavat eish, in a flame of fire, bi lavat eish, mitoka hasene, in a flame of fire, out of the midst of a bush, mitok hasene, wayayare, wi hine, hasene, Bo'era ba'esha, we hasene einenu ukal. And he looked, and behold, wayar wehine, behold, the bush burnt with fire. Hasene bo'era ba'esh, and the bush was not consumed. We hasene einenu ukal. Einenu ukal was not consumed, was not eaten up. And Moshe said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burnt? Vayomer Moshe, asurana. And Moses said, I will turn aside now. Vayomer Moshe, asurana. We ereta hamare ha gadol haze madua loa yivara hasene. And Moshe said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight. We ereta hamare ha gadol haze 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 haze. Why the bush is not burnt? Madua lo yivara hasene 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 hasene. And when Yodheweh Yahweh Yahweh saw that, he turned aside to see Elohim called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moses. And he said, here
And he said, draw not nigh near hither, here, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest, holy, set apart ground. Wayomer ala tikrava helom shala ne aleka me ala ragleka kia hamakom asher ata o meda alayo adamata kodeshu. Moreover, he said, I, the Elohim of thy father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob. And Moshe hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Elohim. Vayomer Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo kia yare meyahavita ilha Elohim. Moreover, he said, he said, Anoki Elohei Avika, I am the Elohim of Avika, of the I Father, Wayomer. Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. I am the Elohim of thy father, of thy patriarch, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo ki yareya meyahavita ilaha Elohim. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim. And Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh, Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of me, my people, which are in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a Tova, good land, and a large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of the sons of Yisrael, is come to me, and I have also seen the downpression wherewith the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, downpress them. Come now, therefore, that I will send the eye to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring me, my people, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, me Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe said to Elohim, who, that I should go to Pharaoh, the great house, and that I should bring forth the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, Kemet. And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, the eye. And this shall be a token to the eye, that I have sent the eye,
when thou hast brought forth the people, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, ye all shall serve Elohim, ha, Elohim, the true good, the true God, upon this mountain. The revelation of the name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the revelation of the Hashem, the revelation of the name, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh. Verse 13, and Moses said to Elohim, Moses said to Ha Elohim, Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim. Behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, and say to them, the Elohim, Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, have sent me, sent I to you. And they shall say to me, what Shemo, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Vayomer Moshe el ha-Elohim, hine anoki ba el bnei Yisrael. With Amarti alahem Elohei avotekem shelachini eleikem ve'amru li ma shmo ma omara eleihem. And Moses said to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim, hine, behold, anoki, ba il bnei Yisrael, behold, when I am come to the children of Yisrael, hine, anoki, ba il bnei Yisrael, with amarti alahem. Elohei, evotekem, shelachini elekem. The Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent I to you. And they shall say to me, ve'amru li, ma shemo. What is shemo? What is his name? Ma shemo. Ma omar elehem.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moshe said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. Fire hot. Indeed. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moshe said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look at sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Rastafari here at the fourth Aliyah, Revelation of the Divine Name here, the Sunday service beginning right now, thy assembly, the firstborn here on the Ian and the Irid. Yes, I calling, Sunday service, Melkam, Ehud, blessed first day, Yom HaRishon, Shavua Tov, have a good, strong, sabbatical weekend.